Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast today. I'm so glad you joined me. This week, we've been dealing with what I've entitled just practical tips for daily living. And on today's broadcast, I feel to address those who are listening and you've been discouraged. In your spiritual walk, you just feel dry and you've just been wrestling with God for answers to prayer. And it seems no matter how you ask, what you pray, things don't seem, you don't see any movement. And it's at times like that, it's easy for discouragement to set in. And perhaps some of the situations look absolutely impossible. And when situations look completely impossible and look hopeless, that's when it's important to keep the switch of faith turned on. So often when things look so difficult, when things seem impossible, when it seems like there's no answer, beloved, we have to understand we are serving a miracle-working God. I believe in miracles. Do you? And yes, they can happen in your life. Praise God. We begin this broadcast that with this a slogan that Brother Glass used for decades, you don't have any problems that a miracle from God can't solve. You may not know the answer, but beloved, don't let go. Surround the situation, surround your loved ones with faith and love. Keep your faith on it, not your fears and not your doubts. And when your mind runs amok, stop it. It's so easy to do that. Fear is an insidious thing. No wonder the word says fear has torment. No, what you need to do is surround the whole situation with your faith and love. In Jesus, He who is in you is bigger and greater than he that's in the world. In Romans 8:28, it promises, and the wise know this, that all things work together for good to them that love God and are the called according to His purpose. And I just want to stop right now because I sense there are those who are really struggling and fear has just entered in and the situation looks so bad and you just really need God's peace right now. And Father, you see those who are tormented right now with a spirit of fear, with the anxiety, with the worst case scenario, with all the things the enemy is just bringing and barricading and buffeting their minds with. And Father, right now, I take authority over this demonic mental attack of the negativity and the fears that are coming against your beloved. I rebuke it in Jesus' powerful, wonderful name. And Father, I loose the faith of God. I loose, Father, hope. And I loose your peace, Lord, and trust that everything is going to work out fine because you, as they obey you, as they commit the circumstances and situations into your hands, you are going to make a way where there seems to be no way. Father, I rebuke despair. And Father, in that place, I release the peace and the faith of God. Lord, you've given to every man a measure of faith, and you would not allow them to be tested above what they are able. And so right now, beloved, take heart. Know that God is infusing you. He's energizing you. He's strengthening you in the power of that mighty name, which is above every name. Everything will bow. Every knee will bow. to that mighty name of Jesus. And Father, I just release your peace. I thank you for your goodness. I thank you, Lord, for ministering right now. For the Spirit of the Lord would say, my little one, fear not, for I am with you. And look not at the circumstances. Do not let the lives of the enemy and the words of those that you love hurt you and be as even arrows to hurt and to penetrate your heart. For I understand and I know what it is to feel rejection and to feel pain. But I minister to you and I gird up your wounds, and I am he that will comfort you and strengthen you and show you the way in which you are to walk. Fret not and fear not, for I will make a way for you. But for you, keep your eyes upon me. Commit the situation into my hands and watch me work, says your God, for I will make a way, and I will bear my holy arm in your behalf, and the enemy shall flee from before you. Lord, we thank you for that word. We thank you. So let it be, Lord. Amen and amen. You know, we have to really look at what that beautiful scripture promises. All things work together for good. And sometimes when bad things happen, it's like, how can that be? But what are the qualifications? You are to just love God and to be called according to his purpose. Do you really believe this, beloved? And that's where we miss it. This we know. That's what that scripture says. And we know. Sometimes it might take a while. Sometimes when we're praying for loved ones, it could take years. But nonetheless, I've heard testimony after testimony when it seems that you've prayed, you've done everything, and then just nothing happens. Well, it didn't happen in the time span or time frame that you desired. But beloved, trust God. I'm thinking now of a dear brother who's in ministry, and he ministered to his father as he was aging. Over the years, he finally was in a nursing home, and as his time to pass away came close, he was getting very concerned, and he continued, but his dad was just resistant. And before he passed away, it was one of the residents, a nurse, led him to the Lord. So you see, don't give up hope. Know that God has all you have to do is be obedient to him and put your cares, your burdens upon the Lord. It will work out for good. And not just one person's good. It's for you and other people. He just needs 2 Corinthians 2:14 to be operating in our lives. What is that powerful scripture? 2 Corinthians 2:14 says, let me turn to it. Now thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph in Christ and maketh manifest the savor of his knowledge by us in every place. Always causes us to triumph. And if you believe it and you don't stop, it will happen. Be a person who trusts the Lord and loves God's word because he is faithful. There's no such thing as hopeless in God's book. But your goal, beloved, is to go on, to carry on. Don't let your life stop. Continue to be obedient to the Lord. Be willing always to tell people about Jesus. We have the greatest life-saving device on the inside of us. And don't feel you're imposing on someone, but also don't be obnoxious. The most important thing is to develop a relationship with people and truly love them. And then they'll want to hear about the life that you're living in front of them. While, you know, you're calm and everyone else is just throwing up their hands. Why you're level-headed when others are cussing or throwing things. But don't hesitate to tell them, here's what happened to me. And obviously you have to be led. And people will sense, they resist and they resent being a notch on your soul winner's belt. They can, you know, people are sensitive. And so, beloved, as you go through your daily life, it's the people in your world. Those are the ones you're going to touch. Those are the ones you'll see give their hearts to the Lord because you have the answers. What happened to me can happen to you. People caring makes all the difference. They don't think like you because they're not saved. The most important thing they need to know is how much you really love them. You love them with the love of God, the love of Christ. And as they sense that, then the way into their hearts, the Lord can move in their hearts, and their hearts will be softened. So praise God, never give up. There's always hope as long as there's life. So I'd like now to share just a few scriptures with you on how to pray for the lost. You know, there is a difference between praying for the saved and the unsaved. And 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter, verse 4 says, "In whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them." The gospel is hid to them that are lost. And so what we need to do is, number one, to rebuke the devil from his hold upon their minds in Jesus' name. Secondly, we release and loose the gospel light of the gospel, that glorious light, to them. And just declare it's shining into their hearts, that their spiritual eyes will be illumined. And then, of course, what does it say in Luke, the 10th chapter, verse 2? These are the words of Jesus. He said, "Therefore, the harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he would send forth laborers into his harvest." So pray that the Lord would send laborers. And if they're saved, there's wonderful prayers you can pray out of the Ephesians. And just remember that God loves you, and he is eager to see you respond to his call, that your faith is going to be the key that opens the door for doors that have been locked for years. And just praise God. Well, beloved, I need to bring this broadcast to a close. I just could go on, but we'll continue on tomorrow's broadcast. Thank you for joining me. And the announcer will give you our contact information. I invite you to write, share your prayer needs, the names of those unsaved loved ones, so that I can join you in prayer and fasting as the Lord leads. I love you. I thank you for listening. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.